And I would love to be like them. I would love to be able to change every day, wear a different outfit and constantly be changing, but I can't. I'm stuck being the same fat, miserable Jew in a blazer. I'm not wearing it tonight because it's too hot, but usually I do. I accept the fact that I'll never change. That change is an illusion. And I'm like, I'm fine with it. I'll be the same person always. And I get in my car and I start driving back home. And as I'm driving, the brakes are howling now. Like howling, like so loud. And I can only imagine that the brakes are like the sound of my soul pleading with me. Saying, you gotta make a change, man. You can't keep on doing this. You can't keep on being in this endless loop. You gotta finally make a change. Or you're gonna fucking be in this shit over and over again. And I can't listen. And as I'm listening to that, suddenly, the car in front of me stops. I put my foot on the brakes, and my car just keeps on going. And that's an exciting moment when that happens. Because essentially what it means is, you have 10 seconds to look around you and decide what's the least expensive thing you can crash your car into. There's a car in front of me, I don't want to hit that, I swerve. There's a kid on a bike, don't want to hit him. I swerve again, go up a driveway, straight for a Porsche in an open garage. I'm like, should've hit the fucking kid. I swerve again, go into some random person's backyard, my car goes up the steps of their deck and hits a wall. I get out of my car, it's just on someone's deck, like a modern art piece. Now most people would walk away from that situation having a real come to Jesus moment. Or in my case, whatever the Jewish version of that is, a real come to Jeff Goldblum moment. They'd be like, wow, I gotta make some changes. Otherwise, this shit's just gonna keep on happening. In an endless loop. All right.